So Torah here in the beginning of Parshas Behar teaches us about the din of Yovel. The din of Yovel is that after you count, at least for one day in Chazal, after you count seven different Shemitah cycles, so the 50th year becomes a separate and distinct year. The 50th year is a year when we're also not going to work the land, just like we don't work the land in a Shemitah year. It's a year when slaves, Jewish slaves at least, are going to be able to go free. It's a year when we're going to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. It's a year when people that sold land in Eretz Yisrael that they may have inherited, so now they're going to be able to get back that land. Yovel is a very powerful year in that sense. Many of the Bali Machshava, in trying to understand the nature of Yovel, compare it or contrast it to different time periods. Some of this is based on Chazal. And we can gain a tremendous amount of insight into a little bit of what Yovel is about, and a whole lot more as far as a little bit of a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, as hopefully we'll be able to see in a little bit. The Maharal points out that Yovel is, it's not coincidental that on Yovel we blow shofar, dafka on Yom Kippur, and the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize, and this is Meduyuk and Rashi also, that it's specifically on Yom Kippur that we blow the shofar for Yovel. Why is that so? What's the connection between Yom Kippur and Yovel? So the Maharal suggests in Gur Aryeh that both Yom Kippur and Yovel share the same underlying and fundamental idea, and that is returning to Cheskaso HaRishona Lihiyos Kivarishona, to be able to go back to the way that things were always meant to be and the way that we really originally were. In Yovel, that's done by taking people that had been free and became slaves and making them free again. It's people that had been on their land and sold their land and giving them back to what is rightfully theirs, their nachala in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Kippur, says the Maharal, is also going back to the way you originally were and you should have been, because Yom Kippur is about kapara. Yom Kippur is about purifying yourself and standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam the way that you always were. I think that for the Maharal, it's a little bit more than that even. The Maharal understands the word kapara means to, from Rashi, the Maharal emphasizes this in other contexts, is to wipe away. In many ways, what Yom Kippur is, Yom Kippur is, it's cleaning off some of the dirt and some of the filth, some of the sins a person may have done, and making them pure again. But for the Maharal, the underlying connection, the yesod of Yovel, is about returning back to the way things originally were. Going home again, in a certain sense. Returning to how things really should be. And that's true on Yom Kippur, and that's true in Yovel, hence the Torah makes that comparison. The Shemi Shmuel has a bit of a different insight into what makes Yovel unique. He emphasizes less the returning home and more something different based on the following ha'ara. There is Shemitah and there is Yovel, and Yovel is built upon Shemitah. What's the difference between Shemitah and Yovel? They look similar in a certain sense. Shemitah, I'm not working the land, and Yovel in the 50th year, I'm also not working the land. So what are they really all about? So the Shemi Shmuel points out that in the Psukim, we refer to Shemitah in Lashon Yachid. The Yisurim are referred to in Lashon Yachid, as opposed to Yovel, where it's done in Lashon Rabim. Shemi Shmuel points out, it's a bit of a machlokas, what Yachid refers to and Rabim refers to in general in Chumash. But the Shemi Shmuel points out that Shemitah, Yachid, is because Hashem is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael together as a Klal. The first, in the Shemitah cycle, it's very hard sometimes, says the Shemi Shmuel, the following. There are two ways to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can stand before Hashem as part of a Klal, or I can stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam as an individual. When I stand as an individual, I really have to be perfect, because I'm standing there on my own. When I'm mevatel myself, when I connect to Klal Yisrael as a whole, so then Hashem relates to me as part of a Klal, and Klal Yisrael have a degree of perfection when you put everyone together. Shemitah, the Yisurim referred to in Lashon Yachid, says the Shemi Shmuel, because Shemitah is spoken to Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Klal as a whole, you're part of a Klal, and that's what gives you a certain sense of safety and security. Yovel is said b'lashon rabim because Yovel is a focus on each individual. After a person's gone through the process of Shemitah, after a person's gone through counting towards the Yovel years, but 49 years, a person's now at the point of time for Yovel where they can stand on their own. Because Yovel, Shemi Shmuel points out from the Zohar, is really about each person getting back to Shoresh Nishmaso. Each person being similar to the Maharal, the way that you really are supposed to be. You're a Yachid on Yovel, where you could stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shemi Shmuel points out from the Zohar, it's not coincidental, Rav Moshe Wolfson referenced in a second, has similar ideas. Zohar tells, it's not coincidental that Shavuos is on the 50th day, and Yovel is the 50th year. There is a connection in a certain sense, says the Zohar, between Shavuos and Yovel. Says the Shemi Shmuel the following insight. just like in Yovel, a person, Shemitah was about being part of a klal and then building yourself to be able to stand on your own in a Yovel year. That's also the relationship of Pesach to Shavuos. Pesach, we were not as holy. Pesach was a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, but he related to us as a klal. That's why the Karban Pesach, you can't offer by yourself. It has to be with others. Because Pesach time, not fully there yet, we're still in the process. But after a process of Sefiras HaOmer, just like Sefiras HaYovel, after a process of building and building and building, so then we're ra'i for Kabbalas HaTorah, and we can stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam and be Mekabel Torah, us in our own neshama, us in our own way, the way that we're really supposed to do it. What we've seen thus far is a mahalach of the Maharal and a mahalach of the Shemi Shmuel. Yovel. For the Maharal, Yovel is connected to Yom Kippur, because Yovel is really about understanding, going back to your source, going back to where you really should be. The Shemi Shmuel compares Yovel to Shemitah to highlight a bit of a different point. Shemitah is an emphasis on we're part of a klal, just like Pesach, we're part of a klal, and that's what gives us a certain strength. Yovel is about each person going back to where they're really supposed to be, and being able, therefore, to stand as a yachid before the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can go back as an individual. I'm free. I go back to my land where I'm supposed to be. I'm not under your control. I'm a free person again. I'm being where I'm supposed to be. That's part of the avoda of Shemitah in that process. It's also part of the avoda of Sefiras HaOmer. It's to be able to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in a certain sense as a yachid. I'll share with you a third mahalach with Moshe Wolfson, Mashkiach Tor V'Das, and Mishitacha. It's a beautiful piece, of which I'm going to take out just a small snippet of it. He suggests, as many do, it is undoubtedly true that there is a connection between Yovel and Kabbalas HaTorah. But maybe the connection between Yovel and Kabbalas HaTorah is really not about us as individuals, but rather us as being part of a klal. Maybe Yovel are part of a klal. We know that's true in Yovel in a certain sense, because Yovel is not about an individual being in his own place. Yovel is about each individual and all of Klal Yisrael being located where they should be located. The din is, the Gemara teaches us that Yovel is only Chal when Kol Yoshveh Aleha. The din of Yovel only applies when all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Or again, different understandings of Mishnah Machron when that applies exactly. But Yovel doesn't apply nowadays because you don't have enough members of Klal Yisrael here. Yovel is a Klal Yantif, is a Klal time. And so too is Kabbalas HaTorah. It's true, as the Shemi Shmuel said, that one element of Kabbalas HaTorah is standing as a yachid. But undoubtedly, one element of being able to be Mekabel Torah, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, is also being able to be one with the rest of Klal Yisrael, to have a certain strong kind of a connection with Klal Yisrael as a whole. In that sense, Yovel is an incredibly powerful time. Yovel is a powerful time because Yovel is something which gets us back to our source. It teaches us, the way some of the Chassidim say that, it teaches us you can never be so far away from becoming pure again and going back to where you really should be. It also isn't just taking us back to where we were. It's allowing us to build ourselves, as the Shemi Shmuel said. We're building in a process to be able to stand on our own klapei the Ribbono Shel Olam, confident that we are where we're supposed to be. And for Moshe Wolfson, it really represents a certain kind of connection. Yovel is all Jews are where they're supposed to be. All Jews, the Jews, at least Rove of them, are there in Eretz Yisrael. And we're all in our own locations in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone is where they're supposed to be. In a way which is when everyone's in their own Nachla, it's a very different and very powerful klal. And that's what Kabbalas HaTorah is also. Kabbalas HaTorah is about, in a certain sense, being able to get us there. Shemi Shmuel points out that it's not coincidental, he doesn't say exactly, but that we're reading these parshios before Shavuos. The parsha of Bihar is a parsha about Yovel, about Klal Yisrael, about a yachid being able to stand for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yovel, how it corresponds to Kabbalas HaTorah. Says the Shemi Shmuel, it's also not coincidental that we read, that I believe he points this out, that we read parshas Bamidbar always, Dafka before Shavuos, because Bamidbar is also. But Midbar is about all of Klal Yisrael being where they should be. The Gullen, the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, how exactly they're going to be there. So part of our preparation, part of our Hachana for Shavuos is to be able to understand the message of Yovel. We can always go back and be pure. We can stand on our own when we've built ourselves properly. And standing with the Klal, these are all prerequisites for being able to be Mekabel Torah. Shkoyach, have a wonderful night.